Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 28 September 2021, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a special guest in a few minutes. He's going to be a little bit late. He is a doctor, private practice, also helps at the hospital. That's why he's going a little bit late. He was asked by another doctor to fill in until he got there, so he'll be here about a quarter after the hour. So bear with us till he gets here. Dr. James from the Midwest, and I'll tell you more about him in a few minutes and how we got to know each other. I want you to listen to what he has to say, what he has learned from first-hand experience. Not something he heard from somebody else, not something he read somewhere else, but what he's learning and he's practiced first hand. So don't go away, folks. Please don't go away. And don't forget, we're offering, still offering the t-shirts. And folks, I'm going to keep offering those for a while because people seem to be liking them. The ones that get them, I mean, that gentleman in Canada got it and he loves it. And if he, it takes more courage to think where I'm in Canada does, Canada does down here. You live in a place where people are scared to death. Talk about a powerful testimony to put in front of the people. Just on a t-shirt, that's saying a word. No fear. With the lion with no mask, the sheep all mask. And the bomb, that's 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Beautiful blue t-shirt, beautiful picture, outlay. Folks, I think you'll find these to be house quality. 100% cotton, very nice t-shirts. Delivered to your door for $24.95, sizes small to XXL. And I don't know how to tell you how good they are, except to go on the website, pastorbutch.com. Top of the page, you'll see my picture, and you'll change over to the picture of the t-shirt. Just look at it and see. And tell me if you don't agree. It's a very sharp t-shirt with a statement everybody should have. And I hope you'll call and get one or wear it to your family meetings. I wear mine to church to make the statement, folks. I wear mine to the gym. I wear mine just wherever I feel I should wear it, and I wear it to doctor's office, everywhere else. People do read it. They look at it. Some comment. Some don't. But you can see them looking at it and like in awe that someone would dare put that on a shirt and wear it in public. But we have it if you want it. That it's available. Of course, the teaching I did week before last, I'm going to offer for a while longer. Not much longer. But if you have the courage and the Christian maturity to listen to the Bible on a teaching, a time of war, a time of war, an hour-long DVD or CD, your choice, $10.50 delivered to your door. I think you'll find this very, very informative. And right up to the day's events and current issues. This coming weekend, I'm going to teach a lesson that I preached pretty much in Missouri. A stolen and forgotten birthright. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, I didn't know, and I'm sure I still don't know at all. But we have been conned out of our birthright and who we are in Christ, what our duties are in Christ. With every birthright comes a duty to be a son or a daughter of the living God. And we have missed that so far from the mark, that if it were not for grace, we'd all be in hell right now. A stolen and forgotten birthright, folks, will be coming up this weekend. I hope you've done 1 hour. We'll see. I hope you'll watch when we start. Start with prayer requests, testimonies, praise reports, 11:30 Eastern Time. We do current events, cover lots of issues. Then at 1 o'clock, we do the Bible study. You can join us if you like. You can watch us on live stream by going to Pastor Butch. Find live stream and click on it, and there will be. You see on the screen there, as you're watching, a phone number that you can call and share your thoughts and questions with. You can listen on the phone also. If you don't have a computer, listen on the phone. 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can also listen on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network.com. You can listen on that if you like, live to the teaching. Truth Be Told Radio Network out of Connecticut, a very good friend of mine. Kevin Gallagher has that up there. You can listen on there if you like. Folks, we're doing everything we know how to do to make this available to you so you can join us, share your thoughts, learn with us, stand with us, whatever. And don't forget, we're still offering a 2-for-1 with REM Sleep and Tranquil. If you haven't tried the Tranquil, folks, if you have some days when you just feel, you can't help it, maybe your work or whatever, you just feel kind of uptight and stressed, Tranquil, an all-natural product, will help you relax and get your day in a lot easier. And REM Sleep at Night, a natural product that allows you to sleep, doesn't make you sleep, not even a little bit. It allows you to rest and wake up in the morning, the next morning feeling really, really refreshed. I know it does me. I've been using it for quite a while. They're both available, 2-for-1. So call if you like at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We would love to hear from you and be of service to you if we can. Before we go to our guest that's going to give you some information, first-hand information. And I'm going to bring him up in a little bit, let him tell you how we know each other, to give it validity, because I promised him I will not give out his last name on the radio, folks, because doctors are losing licenses all over the country for their stand and what they're doing. But I want to urge you tonight. I want to urge you to please don't be a copycat and follow somebody. Just because the masses are doing something, don't you go along with it. My middle son called it tonight, and bless his heart, he said, Dad, I want to thank you and Mom for one thing. You taught me how to be an independent thinker. You taught me how to reason things through. You taught me 4 words all my life. When in doubt, don't. When in doubt, don't. Don't do something that's doubtful because you can't undo it. You can always do it later if you want to, but when in doubt, don't. We must learn to think on our own. We must understand the Scriptures. And folks, if you don't understand the Scriptures, our Bible study is available to you. We send out 4 hours a month in Bible study. You can get it on DVD or CD, but I strongly recommend DVD. 4 hours to have Bible study at home if you like. $15 a month delivered to your door. And I hope and pray that you'll take advantage of that and invite your friends over or make copies of them. They're not copyrighted. Make copies, send them to your families, all over the world, all over the country. We're doing our best to reach people and to teach them the Scriptures so they can think according to the Word of God, not according to man's reasoning or man's thought processes, which are 95% inaccurate all the time. If we don't learn to reason things through from the Scriptures and to understand the truth of what's going on around us, we're going to be deceived, my friends, right into the beast system until it's too late to get out of it. That's why they're teaching from the mask to the mark. That's why they're teaching in America, why will you die? in a time of war. And next, a stolen and forgotten birthright. And probably next, the antinomian church, the lawless church, the bane of society. We'll do it on that. Because we are here, my friends, my brothers and sisters, to expose evil, to tell the truth, and try to reach people with the truth before it's too late. The saving grace of Jesus Christ, perfect forgiveness of sins, asking Him to forgive and trust in Him, and asking Father to forgive us in His name of our sins, folks, I tell you what, that is the greatest healing anyone could have. Because if you'll stay with Him, the joy and the peace He gives you on this earth, no matter how absurd things are, is unspeakable and full of glory. You'll find, as you go along, walking with Him, that soon things that used to frighten you no longer frighten you. You come to the point that in the name of Jesus Christ, you can face Satan down and take on hell with a bucket of water because you're not concerned about it. Our God is master of all. And once you have that kind of faith, it's not hard to go on the radio and share your testimony. It's not hard to speak to a judge or a lawyer or a president or a governor. I met with one of our governors at least 3 times. I met with his legal staff more times than that, myself and others. I met with the governor 3 times personally before we got the results we wanted for what we were standing against and for. You see, my friends, we're talking about people here. We're not talking about gods. We're talking about people who are going to die one day, including Biden, including Harris, including your governors, your senators. They're mere mortals. They have no more authority in your life than anybody else does. If what they do is contrary to the laws of God, then we're obligated by our King and Savior to obey His kingdom's commandments instead of man's. So I'm trying to tell you tonight, with a better guest up, you need to pay attention to what He's going to say. You need to make decisions based on the truth and what's really happening, not on what Fauci says, not on what the FDA says, or even CDC, although they're coming out now and admitting the vaccines aren't working like they should. And around the world, folks, people are starting to realize that. It was all a scam. It was all a way to control people's lives, to destroy businesses, and it's worked very well. And it's not over yet. So as the Baron gets up, hopefully in a few minutes, we'll get Todd to get a hold of him. We're going to understand some more things firsthand from a doctor who is not afraid to speak up and share what he sees. Although he asked me not to share always the information because being a doctor, he can reach people that he couldn't otherwise do. As you know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is the board of Ohio, doctors in Ohio said that she needs a psychological evaluation. Yeah, really. And tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Carrie Medeo, and she's facing a hearing on October 7th or 9th, I forget, but one or the other. And Dr. Sherry said when she has a doctor in front of her name, she can reach people better. She doesn't want to lose her ability to practice legally in this country. She wants to be able to continue what she's doing, helping people. These people are willing to put their occupations, their livelihoods on the line. And most Christians are afraid to speak up to their families. Isn't that a crying shame? With all the evidence we have, they won't speak up. They won't do it. They won't even testify to the families who are living in outright sin of the saving grace of Jesus Christ or the fact there's a hell waiting for them if they don't repent. Yet they say they love them. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I really don't. But tonight, we get Dr. James up. He'll explain to you some things. I think you're going to be very glad that you heard in the sense that you understand more deeply and clearly the situation we're in this country. There's nothing more that really, I think, needs to be said or done from anybody to prove what we've been saying on this broadcast and other broadcasts around all of this country for years. We've been deceived. and deceived and deceived. My friends, the cage, the bars, the cell is already built and we are in it. All they're doing now is tightening the bolts to make sure secure. Someone once said there's no one more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely think they are free. We have been told, we think we're free because we can go get in a car and drive to the store, or we can buy something, maybe buy a gun or whatever. We're free. No, my friends. We have been in a cage this country longer than I've been alive. But it's getting smaller and getting tighter. The chains are being tightened. No, not physical chains yet. But the chains are being tightened every day through our ignorance, our apathy, our absolute cowardice to accept whatever man says so we can live one more day. That's exactly how the beast is taking over. Again, we're in the cell already. They've already closed the doors. They're just closing things together a little more of a day and tightening the nuts and screws up so we will have no way to escape. And if we don't do it now by speaking up to the truth, exposing evil, exposing error and lies, our children will wake up one day and curse us because of our stupidity and indifference. I don't know else to say it. I don't know what else to say. I'm hoping our guest joins in a minute now. Hope I can get a hold of him because he has so much to say tonight. And after we talk to him a little bit, we'll take phone calls as always and questions you may want to ask. Because you're talking to a doctor who has enough nerve to come on and share first-hand experience of what's happening around this country. And I pray that he gets out of his duties pretty quickly to join us. Because there's so much to share, I don't want to rush through it. I've been waiting for this program now for a couple of weeks, as I have been tomorrow night with Dr. Carrie Madej. My goodness, folks. The warnings have been there. The people that love you telling the truth. There's no money in it. Dr. Carey doesn't get paid for what she's doing tomorrow night. Neither does Dr. James tonight. Neither do I. Night after night, I do not take a salary from this ministry. Never have. I actually still work part-time at 73 years old to keep food on the table and bills paid. And it is getting kind of tight. But I'm not complaining. My father's always provided for me and my family. And I have no complaints at all. But nothing is done on this broadcast or most broadcasts like it for profit. It's not. It's to reach people. And all true ministers of God, and I'm not saying any minister should not have a salary. They need to eat too. But all true ministers of God are going to spread the gospel and truth for free. For free. If no one can afford to pay them or won't pay them, they're still going to do it because that's what they're called to do. I've always said that a pastor is worthy of his hire. A workman is worthy of his hire. That's what the scriptures say. So these people that work with you as spiritual leaders deserve what you give them in order to take care of themselves. But I'm telling you this right now. If you're going to most churches in America today, you're listening to hirelings, to people who have sold the church out for a tax-exempt status. You say, our preacher tells the truth on all the issues. I'll bet you $100 he doesn't cover all the issues. I bet you he doesn't cover current events with you at least once, twice a month, does he? I bet he doesn't take time to show what's happening in the world and the country by showing you news reports, does he? I bet he doesn't take scriptures to show you where it lines up with what's happening, does he? Now, you'll go and you'll hear a sermonette. You may hear a series of sermons on Noah or Moses or whatever. That's all wonderful. But that's Bible study. That is encouraging. It builds faith. But his job is to warn the flock, guide the flock, and prepare the flock for what's coming. That's what the shepherd does. That's what the true under-shepherd does in Christ. He's not in it to tickle ears. He's not in it for an easy livelihood. Let me tell you right now. A pastor that takes his calling very seriously is not in for an easy road to hoe. Oh, you say, well, you don't go out and break rocks all day. No. I'm going to tell you what, there have been many days I'd rather break rocks than do some of the things I had to do to talk to people, share with them, and try to help them straighten their lives up. And to hear the stories of their lives and what happened to them in the past. Being a spiritual leader, my friends, it can be very tiring mentally, physically, and spiritually. So if you have a pastor that cares and is doing his job to bring the truth out, you honor him, you respect him, and don't you doubt that he's trying to, if he's doing his best, he's worthy of his hire. And Todd's still no answer, I don't guess, with the doctor, right? No answer yet. Okay. All right. So we're going to keep trying, folks, and do our best to make sure that this is, we're getting our best through to him, because I know he said be a little bit late tonight. And he does have responsibilities that he's got to take care of. I know that. So I'm not at all making fun of what he's doing, because his job is important, obviously. And he's doing his best to take care of some people in the hospital, doing his best to minister to them as he's called to do. So we're still waiting for Dr. James to join us, hopefully join us soon. But if not, we'll get through on our own, won't we? We can do that. But I just know that tonight we're just doing our best, again, to bring more evidence to you of the truth, what's going on around this world and why it's happening. You have to understand, I have to understand, I still don't understand it all, and I want to, but understand this, my friends, that the evil that is now the prince of the power of the air of this world is evil beyond our comprehension. The average individual, whether he goes to church or not, cannot comprehend the vile, putrid, pus-filled evil this being we call Lucifer, Satan, can do and does do. We can't comprehend how purely evil he is. Nobody can comprehend how purely holy our Heavenly Father is. See, we're stuck somewhere in between. For the believers, we want to do what's right. We want to walk as holy as possible. But we can't understand what true holiness is because we walk in the flesh. And although we're trying to walk righteously, we can't comprehend what pure evil is because we don't want to go that direction. As one is holy, one is evil. Both equally so. Because that's what our enemy is trained to do. And don't you think for one minute that anything has happened on this earth since the beginning, politically and in nations and powers, has happened outside of Satan's influence to cause wars, famines, pestilence, tyranny, murder, any evil you can think of. And you say, well, that's because Hitler did it or Lincoln did it or whatnot. No. Satan is the instigator. Mankind that follows them are his minions. And yes, he does possess people. He does influence their mind, hearts to do what's good or evil. And I'm talking about Satan and God. Because whatever we do is always spiritually influenced. No matter who you are, what you are, where you come from. What we see done in the physical world comes from the spiritual side. Understand that. Out of the heart are the issues of life, my friends. Out of the good heart, good things happen. I have a heart that's full of love given by the Creator. Good works come. Out of the evil heart, evil works come. But what you see manifest in the flesh starts on the spiritual side. Whether it's murder, or feeding the poor, or fraud, or compassion, it starts in the spiritual side of the individual first. And whoever controls that individual spirit is the one who brings forth the fruit of that heart. Oh, there are some people out there who are not Christians who are very good moral people. Really, they are. Good moral people. But most of them do not, none of them, actually, that have not been born again, had the discernment of the Holy Ghost in them because they don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't understand scriptures because they can't do it without a teacher, which is the Holy Spirit. They don't understand absolute truth because absolute truth is not taught to them all their lives. It wasn't me. It wasn't taught to me. Why do you think Romans chapter 12, he said we're to renew our minds. We're to renew our carnal minds in the Spirit of God. When you start doing that according to Ecclesiastes 1:18, you're going to find out that your heart's broken, your burdens are heavy because you're starting to see with a spiritual eye. You're going to see that wisdom brings grief and knowledge brings sorrow. You're going to see that because you see the evil around you and you reach out to people and you want to help them so desperately. But they can't comprehend it. Not only can't they comprehend it, they're arrogant in their ignorance. I did a writing entitled Arrogant Ignorance. They're so deceived that when you tell the truth that offends them, they become arrogant. And no matter how hard you try to reach them, they don't want to hear it. That's the world we live in. Isn't something I like? Isn't something I can do anything about other than try to reach people? You can't either. We can pray for them, and we should. We should always be our best to be a Christian in front of them. And we need to do our best to always be an example of them and tell them the truth and live before them a holy life. Maybe they'll never appreciate it. Maybe they'll never care. But that's not our call. That's not our duty to worry about. Our job is to do what's right. Let the Holy Master of all, the results be in His hands. You see, because one day, after you witness and you pled and you prayed and you wept over them and you've done your best to reach them, if they reject the truth, my friends, they cannot stand before a holy God and say they weren't told. They can't say, "Well, Pastor Bush didn't tell me that," or "Todd didn't tell me that," or "Mick didn't tell me that," whoever it may be. He said, "Well, I had no excuse, God, because I was told." The witness we bear before them today, we either bring them to Christ or take away the excuses before Christ. The Bible tells in Romans 1 that nature itself teaches us a God, so they're without excuse. How much more so whenever you pray for them and talk to them. I don't care whether you're male or female, my friends. You can be a witness for Christ, a watchman on the wall. That's what you do. No matter where you go or who you talk to, people need to be taught the truth of God. Back at the break, I hope we get our guest on. If not, we will go from there and see what happens. Right back.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Well, apparently, folks, our guest has had to work over tonight. He was filling in for a doctor that was going to be a little bit late. Apparently, he's later than we thought he was going to be in a hospital call. So I don't know if I'm going to get in tonight or not. I'll get him rescheduled because I want you to hear Dr. James. I'm going to open the phone lines up tonight. I want to do this. I want you to do this, okay? I want you to call in and tell us what's on your mind tonight. What is your concern in your heart? What do you want to share with people? Do you have a praise report? It'd be wonderful to have a praise report, maybe. And prayer requests are always welcome. But I want to have a conversation with you tonight. I don't want you to sit and listen to me. No, don't do that all the time. Tonight is your chance to speak up and share what's on your heart. Please do that. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I want you to call and share what's on your heart tonight, and with a praise report or a prayer request or just a comment you want to make. I want a conversation with you folks tonight. I know we have guests on, we open lines up every night, but generally it's restricted to a certain topic. Tonight it's not. What's on your heart? What do you want to say? What concerns you? What's going on in your life that you want to share with people? What is it that you want to talk about to thousands of people all over the world? I mean all over the world, folks. What do you want to share? And by the way, next Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on, BioCare Hospital. Write down your health questions. Write down your health questions for yourself, family member, or friend. And Tuesday night, you have them ready to call in and ask Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez what he would suggest you do to help whatever the situation may be. I pick his brain quite often. I'm blessed to know the man. And he's been a blessing to me. Just like Dr. Bidet has, Dr. Timpenny has. Dr. Rodriguez is a totally unique individual in what he does in a hospital in Tijuana, Mexico. So Tuesday night, mark it down and call and ask questions on your health issues, all right? And tonight, I said the phone lines are open. I would love to hear from you. I truly, truly mean that. And I'll start the conversation up in a certain direction, any way you want to go. You call and share what's on your heart. I'm hearing down things I never wanted to ever hear on mainstream talk radio. I say mainstream, I don't mean ABC, CBS. I mean on the type of radio broadcast are coming across here on GS Radio and Truth Be Told Radio Network. I'm hearing comments that I really never wanted to hear about anybody's mouth, but nonetheless, they're telling the truth. Now, I'm going to share a couple, and I'm going to go to the phone line like I promised. So y'all hang in there because I do want to talk to you, all right? I'm hearing talk show hosts telling people it's time to polish up your weapons. It's time to quit talking and stand. And I can't argue the point. That's why I did the teaching in time of war. How far are you willing to back up before you stand up? How far are you willing to back up before you say enough is enough? I'm a simple man, folks. I only think in simple terms. That's why I write a book. It's written in simple language. Because that's how I speak. That's how I understand. But there's certain places any real man simply has to stand and say, no, I'm not crossing that line. And I'm in talk shows talking about polishing the weapons and making a stand. People that are truly born-again believers that see that the Scripture tells us we're going to war. Yeah, folks, we're going to war. Matter of fact, in Revelation 13, you're going to find that the beast makes war with the saints, overcomes them. But it takes two to fight, so we'll be at war. Whether it is time for that to happen now or later, I don't know, as far as being taken over. But a time to stand is way past due. You go to church all you want to. You jump up and down. You shout and you pray. You speak in tongues if you think you should. But that is not warfare. It comes right down to facing Satan eyeball to eyeball. That's prayer, and it's important. I do believe in prayer and praise. I do desperately believe in that. But he wants to put boots on the ground and step up with a whole armor. The shield, the sword, the helmet, the breastplate, all these things are given to you. What are you going to do with them? Let's go first to our friend Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch. First thing I want to say is that you're called the Decision Ministry team with Judy and Crystal down there in West Virginia and with Lisa in Wisconsin. And, of course, you and Marcia Jean, your team is always super courteous. Anytime I've ever ordered anything, they've always gotten it out to me quickly, but they're efficient and they answer your questions. So
folks
never hesitate to call in and ask the people there, whoever answers the phone there at Call to Decision Ministry, tell them what you need. They can help you. I wanted to say something about several of the books you carry. One of them is that Once Saved, Always Saved, The Doctrine of Deadly Delusion. It's only $5 postpaid. When you buy books and you can inform yourself, you also help out to Call to Decision Ministry while informing yourself. So please get this booklet because I agree with Pastor Butch. I never read a book that told me initially that Once Saved, Always Saved was poison. I got that from reading through the old King James Bible. And then whenever I did finally see a couple books like Dan Corner's book that Pastor Butch used to carry, but when a guy writes an over 800-page book pointing out the errors of a doctrine, well, there must be some where there's that much smoke, there's fire. So this book that Pastor Butch carries for only $5, Once Saved, Always Saved, The Doctrine of Deadly Delusion, I urge everyone to get that book. And then you carry your three books that you wrote, and your books are very wise because you put in good doses of King James, Old King James Bible verses in your books. So get Pastor Butch's books. Then number three book that he carries is The Grand Design Exposed for, I think, only $11. The first
ten
book,
bucks.
The One
ten
Saved,
bucks.
Always Saved, is
$10.
So postpaid. You can't beat that. That's a 411-page book that tells you how a lot of facts about the early history of America, things that we are not told, such as where the Freemasons and others were in this country and the Jesuits from the very get-go and took over a lot of the country and still control it. So I'd urge you to get that book. And then you've got the T-shirt that Pastor Butch mentioned. It's a royal blue. It's a beautiful shirt, and I love the color of it, and it has a good message. So do some advertising about how wicked this enforced mandate of masks is, and get one of those T-shirts. They're beautiful T-shirts, and they hold up if you wash them. So I've heard people call in and say that. So it's a very, very good way of helping Pastor Butch. I haven't seen a dentist since my dentist left town here about almost 5 years. I haven't had a cavity or any problems because I use the Vitamir mouthwash and I use the Vitamir toothpaste that Pastor Butch carries. It works. So get it. And then the Struss. I've been taking the Struss for, I'd say, probably about 4 or 5 months now. And the heart drops, the bladder, and the prostate, they work too. And they're working very well. And then the REM sleep that he carries. I was getting maybe about 1 hour sleep every 2 to 3 days because Pastor Butch knows I write a lot of stuff. I stay up all night and writing. Since I've been taking the REM sleep, I'm getting a couple 2 to 3, 4 hour sleep for me, which is plenty. And so his products work. So I'm saying help them out. Pray for all of the team there and for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean.
Thank you.
We should pray because the Bible says that we're to be persistent and consistent in our prayers. If we can't pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who are out there, like Mr. Roby up there in Arizona, and Jeff and his 11 children and wife, Jeff White, that goes out there on the front lines and opposes baby murder, well, then what good are we? So we need to be praying very hard, persistently, consistently for one another, keep our noses in the old King James Bible, which is the only Bible, by the way, that English-speaking and English-understanding people should use. So thank you for your faithfulness, Pastor Butch, and for telling the truth. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks so much. And folks, no, I did not call and tell him and say that. I did, but bless his heart. We do our best to help people here. We really do. We want to make a difference, and yeah, we got to pay bills. I despise asking for help. I'd rather eat a toad in the morning than would ask for help. But if we don't pay the airtime and we don't pay the help, then folks, we aren't much of a Christian organization, are we? Let's go next to Art in PA. Art, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Brother Butch. You hear me all
right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I haven't called in a while, but I heard something last night, and I was just so outraged. I hope I can get through this without using profanity. So keep that hand on the edit button just to be safe. We all know, folks, we all know these quote-unquote vaccines are absolute poison. And they are destroying what our Father in Heaven has created. Governor Kathy Hochul, New York, I just heard this last night, said, these vaccines are a gift from God, and if you're not taking vaccines, you're not listening to God. And then she went on to say she wants all of us, I guess she was talking about those who have taken these quote-unquote vaccines, she wants all of us to go out and be apostles for her.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So she become God herself.
I was absolutely livid when I heard that.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I've heard preachers say that if you don't take the shot, you're not following Christ. I've heard preachers say that. I have.
Yeah.
And all I can say is it does make me angry. I don't apologize for that. These people are minions of Satan. They may not even know it. Maybe they're too ignorant to know it, but they're minions of Satan, and they're leading people to destruction. You know that for sure, don't you?
Absolutely.
There is no sin in being angry. Righteous anger is not a sin. If you let it turn to hatred and bitterness inside you, then it becomes sin. But there's no sin in being righteous angry. Christ was angry more than once to the point that he planted a whip to take the money changers. No. Being angry is not a sin. When a righteous individual is not angry with evil, he's not righteous. How much clearer can I make that? All right, is that pretty clear?
That's pretty clear. Her saying that, I heard it last night. It was on another channel, but it's out there. I would suggest people to, you know, that might stir up some of their righteous indignation, you know, if they hear that for themselves. And I'd also like to say for what you were saying last night about New Hampshire, you know what? That's probably going to be the only option open. And I'd say, like you said last night, You go, New Hampshire.
Amen.
But may God be with you.
Amen. Well, that's true. Now, you already thought another state like Texas would go first. But they haven't.
Yeah.
Somebody got to lead the pack. And there, it is a right thing to do. When you reach a certain point, you know you can no longer live within a certain realm of, we'll say, authority. You know it's unrighteous, it's ungodly. It is our duty. Our founder said it's our duty to overthrow such authority. And New Hampshire, God bless them. I hope they get it done. I'm going to try to get a hold of the gentleman that's proposing that bill, have him on the program, because I want to see this done. I truly, truly do. Anything else you want to say?
No, just thanks for the airtime, and may God bless you and yours, Butch. Thanks for being there.
Thanks, Art. Thanks a bunch. And folks, got some lines open, 844-769-2944. Let's go next to Massachusetts and talk to David. David, come on in. Welcome.
Thank God. You confirmed what I wanted to hear. The Lord, was confirming it to me.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire.
Right. There comes a time of separation, David, and it shouldn't be done for transient reasons. It shouldn't be done just because of light reasons. But this is important. We have tolerated so much evil, we have damned our children to hell and their souls to hell because we're allowed to be taught in the damnable public schools that we call school. They're not schools. They're indoctrination centers. We tolerated evil murder and 75 men, baby, because the federal government says it has to. Isn't it time to say enough is enough?
What I actually say is, I don't like a separation of church and state.
No.
The whole idea of that is, God
says communist. It's communist. It's communist. Yeah. That's in the communist constitution. Separate church and state.
Plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Absolutely.
Let's continue.
The church, God's laws cannot be separated from anything. The people can ignore them, but the Christian's job is to tell them and hold their feet to the fire. That's what our job has been, and we ain't done it because we are now lawless ourselves, David, as a whole. You know that too.
Oh, I don't know that.
So, anything else you want to say?
Well, I think the big fight's gonna start. I don't know how long, but I sense it's gonna be starting pretty soon.
Yes. Well, Dimitri Dudeman said that we would go to civil war and then we'd be attacked from Russia and other nations from the south.
It's going to happen. I'm well familiar with his prophecy and our remaining. Armenian Orthodox Greek Catholic priest, I think his name was also Michael, and I can't keep thinking about the name Michael, the Archangel Michael.
Yeah. Well, it is going to happen. America is going to be destroyed. That is prophesied in Revelation 18. People don't want to hear it. I can't help it. It doesn't change the truth. America is going to be destroyed, completely, completely destroyed when the time comes. But our job is to stand for what's right no matter what the outcome is. That's our duty. Anything else?
I would say, we see Yada.
What is it?
We see Yada. In other words, many languages saying yes.
Okay, all right. Hey, good call. Guy Jump, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, David. Thanks for being there, my friend. All right, let's go to a couple of ladies. Let's go next to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Jan.
I just wanted to say that there was also a big protest starting in New York over these rules for this COVID stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
about time.
Jan, she's God. People finally gotten up, I guess.
Well, we have tolerated way more than we should have, to our shame. We tolerated way more than we should have. Yes, we have
for
decades.
For a very long time.
Decades.
But we didn't do anything about it. Yeah. And we kept hoping
that would turn things around. We vote somebody in that could change it. That ain't never going to happen because man can't change it without God. And if we don't repent, there's no help. There's no hope. Go ahead.
True repentance.
Right.
True repentance. Right. Exactly. All right, Pastor. Quick update on the volcano. That lava fetch the sea, so it's putting off that sulfur gas. We're starting to. Other than that, nothing's broken off, so we're still
okay.
Good.
All right. Thanks for being there, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll see you in church Saturday.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Right. Let's go next to Sue in Colorado. Sue, welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
No, Pastor Butch, it's Sue and Gunnison.
Oh, hey.
I was here before with my uncle, and I came back again last April.
Okay, by the way, if you don't mind, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down because it's coming across from the phone.
Okay. Don't
mind, turn it down.
Is that better?
Yeah, I still hear it in the background some. Just might want to turn it off, turn it.
Yes.
Okay,
so
we're ready.
You and I got Berkey from you. I got a man of foods from you. And I came back because things were going bad. And I was really heartbroken today to watch that Brady Mayer out of New York City blame everything on God.
Yep.
It broke my heart.
Yep. And they're blaming more on Christians. They're blaming more on Christians every day. We're the troublemakers. That's what they're saying. Go ahead, Sue.
We're the Christians. She's
yes.
not.
That's right.
And she broke my heart. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
I understand that.
I just wanted to share that with you and know you. I'm 70. I'm still going. I'm working every day. And God bless you that you're still on. And I can get you and receive you here. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're still out there. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
Yeah, it has. I got a postcard from you and that. I had sent cards during COVID to make sure you and your family were doing well. And I'm just here to let you know that we just got to believe in the big guy because the big guy will always help us. It may never come as quick as you want, but what's going on today, I can't even listen to it. I just believe in myself and the big guy.
Amen.
Because he's always going to be here for us. Yep.
It
hurts.
Sure, it hurts. It hurts for our children's sake and our grandchildren's sake because it's in this kind of condition.
Yeah, and before I came back here, I was up in Wyoming. I think I connected with you then. And the reason I was there was helping a friend with two 12-year-old kids till they were 15. And they know nothing. They know nothing but that little phone in front of their face thing.
Oh,
and I couldn't
so
take it anymore. No.
So
no.
So
and my uncle had turned 80, so I came back to Gunnison, which where I had connected with you then before.
Right.
And, yep, and that's where I need to be.
Well, you keep in touch, okay? I got to jump to other callers. You keep in touch, okay?
I will. And I just wanted to say it for a big God bless because it's not even worth listening to if it's not you, okay?
Well, bless your heart.
Call
me some Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, and thank you. And you call some Thursday in the office, say hi to us, okay?
I will.
Okay.
You're still doing that on Thursday. Great.
On 9 to 4 every Thursday. And you can call us at 304-846-4448.
Give me that again.
304-846-4448. 846-4448 between 9 and 4 on Thursday.
304-4644.
No, 304-846.
Okay.
304-846.
Okay.
Yes. 4448.
846-4448.
3 4s. 3 4s. 4448.
Okay. I sure will.
All right. And good talking to you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. All right, let's go now to Ohio. You folks, I appreciate y'all calling in because tonight is open lines, like I said. And it's good to hear from y'all, and especially from Sue. Been a long time since I heard from her. It's always good to hear from somebody and call in for a while or a brand new caller. And folks, the line's open for new callers all the time. Let's go to Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
Doing well, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just thought that I would bring this up. Maybe it's a little twist. Virginia, there's a lot of patriots and Christians putting a tremendous amount of hope on our ex-president Trump.
Oh yes, yes.
It's people need to realize this real quick. Yes, President Trump done a lot of good things. I cannot deny that. But then the worst thing that he did was put the bore of that needle through Operation Warp Speed in our face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has fired the first shot.
Yep. He's also the one that started the red flag gun laws with his big mouth. He's the one that did that.
Yes,
he did that. So these are things for real. I mean, this is happening. Go ahead, Ash.
The last thing he has been doing, and I want you all to think about this, is he's been giving us hopium that he's going to return and take over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm going to tell you this. He is part of the problem.
Yes, he is. Absolutely is.
He is very much part of the problem. He's been keeping the patriots pacified, thinking that something's going to be done instead of us standing up and saying no more.
Giving us blind hope. Ashton, I hate to jump. I got one more call. Get on, about a minute left. But thank you, my brother. And come and see us again sometime.
We're really going to try, Pastor.
I hope you do. Really do. Give a pretty half a hug for us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Got about a minute and a half.
Thank you, Butch. I love
your
shirt.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, that's great. I like flying the flag. And I talked to a lady I know in Springfield, and she worked for Bass Pro, and she said they're getting a lot of really angry phone calls because it's hunting season and they have no ammo.
No, there's no ammo. Walmart, and I don't go to Walmart, but Walmart had no ammo at all.
Well, I'm not looking for any ammo, but I am.
20 seconds.
I just like to say that our problem is spiritual.
Amen. It is. Mike, I got to jump fat out of time, brother. I'll talk to you on tomorrow night or on Thursday, okay?
Yeah, see you Thursday.
All right. Folks, we love you. And by the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with a guest, Dr. Kerry Madej. Please stand for the truth and make a difference in somebody's life for God's glory. Good night.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.